very tired.
Very tired. Big day.
I don't know. I just woke up tired. And I was like, oh, cool. I did the thing that should make me not tired, but yeah. Then I woke up after it tired. So that's like, so I had a bunch of coffee. But
You make your own coffee, or is it something where you go get it?
Yeah, I make my own. It's a global pandemic right now. So I make my own coffee. It's not that hard. I don't like grow the beans or nothing, but there's like a machine that I put water in.
Gotcha.
You know?
Okay.
No, you please go ahead.
You were going to say you don't do a Keurig?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. You don't do a French press?
No. French press? No. First of all, I believe you mean a freedom press. And second of all, why would I want to do a ton of work in the morning just to drink coffee?
It's not about the ritual for you. It's about the coffee. No.
Yeah, it's about the coffee. If it was about the ritual, I could just do fucking anything and not have to wait. Not have to be like a fucking delicate little, like I'm doing fucking alchemy. No, no. It's just fucking coffee.
Yeah. You just push water through some ground up beans and then you drink that water once it turns brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple. Simple stuff.
It's a great description, actually. It should be simple, but boy, I just don't like people, I think.
So you woke up tired after sleeping, where you should wake up not tired.
Yeah.
I want to blame my mood on deciding to watch the Snyder Cut of Justice League right when I woke up. It's not waste my whole day, and then it wasted my whole day. And then to cheer myself up, I got a milkshake. Now I'm just full of milkshake and just still tired because.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Because you had to watch a DC film, so that really drags the energy level down.
Four hours and 2 minutes, Sean. That movie was 4 hours and 2 minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah, was there another, like, from the other movie where Superman stands like he's Jesus Christ in a cross pose?
He stands even like that a couple times.
Even though he literally couldn't be crucified by us.
I mean, he did die and awake days later, you know? But that was thanks to Batman. Did Jesus have help?
Yeah, he had a Batman.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. You don't hear about him in the Bible, obviously, because they leave him out of, like, the important accounts, but...
Oh, of course.
Or maybe he's, like, in the Apocrypha. Like, there's actually a book of Batman that we just don't know about.
Ooh, one day, when that's discovered.
Oh, yeah. In some,
when the Vatican
some
stops hiding
place.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, did you see the Vatican just reminded everybody what a piece of shit they are recently?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah. That. Just had to really confirm that, no, we can't actually marry gay people because they're living in sin. Yeah. I was like, ooh, yeah. Mm. Great. Real cool.
I thought the Pope was like, it's cool. And then they just like, they can't get married in the church or something.
So, yeah, the Pope is, I think, personally a proponent of civil unions. He's like, yeah, people, yeah, let the state do it. But, you know, you're not going to heaven because you're sinning.
Oh,
so,
sure. Yeah. I mean, he's still a mouthpiece of God, so.
Definitely. Yeah. So God sent him a dream or something that was like, oh, yeah, none of that, though.
Yeah. God's like, ew. And then it's like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, why are buttholes dick width then? You know what I mean?
That's a great point you don't hear often enough, Jeff.
Thank you.
That's a great point. Why didn't God give us different butts or wieners?
Yeah, they could have. Yeah, he could have changed either one of those things. You know, it could have made like poop come out like a little slit or flap. Could have made it come out. You know, come out of your pores. But no.
Give you a. There's a
doinker with hole.
I think I can understand why he didn't make shit come out of our pores. I think I might be behind him on this one.
You know, it could have smelled different. You don't know. I mean...
See, there's a big one. Why not just make it... Well, because then, like, there's already people who eat shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already out there. It smelled good. Yeah, if it smelled good, like, and it's not good for you. Although I guess you could change that too. We do have a whole segment about what a bad job he did. So.
But I mean, has the Pope come out and said that gay sex is wrong? Or just gay marriage?
That's another great question.
Yeah. Because I guess you can't you're not supposed to have premarital sex, is that right?
Yeah.
Do I still have the books right?
It's been a long time, Jeff, since...
yeah. So if you're not supposed to have sex before marriage and you can't get gay married, then the assumption is that stops all gay sex?
Actually, I think that is part of the Well, you shouldn't be having sex before you're married, and you can't get married, so if you're gay, you can't. Yeah. Just never do anything with another person. Just be...
Right.
So then, cut yourself off from humanity. That's what God wants. He made you gay so that you couldn't love anybody. So, cool! Tight move! Tight move, big G.
Yeah. There should be a sense of community. Unless someone has beliefs or a lifestyle or are born a certain way, and it's something that, like, kind of grosses you out because you don't know anything about it. And then you just cut him out. Just cut him out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's you know, when his only son came, he was like, yo, love each other. But not like if you're two dudes. Like, that's in there, I think.
Yeah. I love,
And then a large group of exclusively dudes followed J-Man around.
Yeah.
There were some ladies there, but, like, one was his mom, so.
His mom followed him around?
His mom was like, she was like involved with stuff. And she followed him around, but I think in some of the later books. And she's definitely there, I think, when the Romans, like, you know, brutally nail him to a cross. That's like a real family affair, I think.
Yeah. Well, you got to show up for the big life events. I mean, that's family 101.
Yeah. Romans probably sent like an invitation. You are cordially invited to, we're nailing your son to a cross.
Yeah.
Because he said things we did not like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He just probably walked around all smug, healing the sick, you know.
Throwing,
who did he throw out of the markets? Was it the...
Oh, I thought for a second you were going to be like, did he throw, like, shurikens or boomerangs? It's like, I fucking wish. Make a more lively...
Yeah.
I think it was usurers. So, like, moneylenders, I think.
Yeah, because you can't, like, lend money... In the Christian faith, is that right?
Well, you're not supposed. There's a lot of things you're not supposed to do, but
charge interest on it.
Even a cursory view of people who are Christians will reveal, oh, that is bullshit. Straight out the pores. Straight out the pores.
Straight out the pores. That's gonna be our new new line. Straight out the pores. Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, you know, it's hard to keep it all like together. Because there's a lot of weird stuff there, but hey, welcome to Heads Up with Jeff and Sean. I'm Jeff.
I'm Sean. Weird stuff. Where? What do you use some in
the Bible?
In
religions.
Yeah, they're all total
adhere to the Bible. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all just come on. Go, it's please weird. Go on though.
It's weird.
No, it's not weird. It's bad. It's bad, and things would be different if I ran the place. Okay.
One day. We're getting there, you know? First we fix the animals, you know?
Yep. Then we'll fix maybe physics.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe... well, we'll get there. I don't want to lay out a whole plan here.
Yeah.
We'll work longer than 7 days, though. We're not going to do 7 days and then take eternity off. Like certain people I could mention.
That's right. As a matter of fact, in this podcast, every time we do at least three things, which is just seems like a lot. Yeah, the third segment.
It feels like a lot sometimes.
The last segment is in flux. The middle segment, we try to franchise a movie that never got the chance to be franchised. And the first segment, we talk about animals.
Well, now it's time to get online through our internet service provider. It'll be cool. Here we go.
I wasn't ready because I was watching... probably the worst 4 hours of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully, I guess. I mean, if that's the worst thing that ever happens to me. It felt pretty bad. That's what I'm saying.
So far. The worst movie you've ever seen so far.
Yes. But I did find a Barbados thread snake. Do you know anything about
I don't even know anything about Barbados.
It is the smallest known snake species. Now, I guess there's other thread snakes, but this separate species was first identified in 2008.
Pretty fresh.
Took them a long time to find this one.
Yeah. Well, it looks pretty small, so that makes sense. It looks like a gross little worm.
Yeah, the picture on Wikipedia has it, like, on top of a quarter, which makes it just... Oof. Very small. I don't know why it's not a worm. Oh, I guess because it probably has eyes and a mouth and typical digestive system, but it is very small.
Yeah, it's got all the snake stuff.
Let's see, the average length of an adult is approximately 10 centimeters.
The first scientific specimens taken by the research team were found under rocks in a forest. All right, and I don't think I've ever seen that in like an analysis before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was just like under some rocks, dudes. It was like nobody had flipped rocks over in the jungle or forest or wherever they live. Like,
yeah. And like, I was like, yo, just leave that. It's probably like a worm or something. Yeah. Like, we're scientists. We got scientist things to do. But he's like, nah, look, it's got like a little mouth and shit. And then we picked it up.
How am I? It's a snake.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You got to lift up rocks, you got to look under rocks. You could find a new species of animal.
Yeah.
Sean.
No, I'm not looking under rocks. That's gross. There's like worms and bugs under there. Nasty.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. This sentence is weird. Snake is thought to feed primarily on a diet of termites and ant larvae. So they don't know. I've never seen it eat.
Well, I mean, like you can put it in like a terrarium and feed it stuff, but like... These are so small, it looks like they couldn't, like, follow them into, put, like, tiny... Oh, they could just put tiny cameras in a place, I guess. Watch ant larva.
It's 2008, you know, you could fit it in there. You could fit a small little camera somewhere where you think they'd eat.
Yeah. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I do feel like it's kind of too small, but we'll get there.
or not small enough. Pick a side.
Yeah, too small. You already did.
Wow, I found this different article. They used the same picture of a thread snake on a quarter. So whoever took that picture, great job. It's very popular.
I see they're talking about like it lives underground mostly. It's kind of a kind of like an underground fella. But then I also see like this native species very likely requires a forest habitat for survival since it evolved in the presence of forests. It's like, okay, I guess...
Maybe it's big on roots.
I was going to say, like, is that... It's just big on roots? It lives... It kind of, like, lets the trees do its burrowing for it?
Yeah. Yeah, because if you live in dirt, I mean... What's it matter what kind of trees are above you? What the landscape looks like above, I guess, unless you're...
Well...
Hunting.
I mean, to be fair, I would put good money on the fact that dirt is different on, like, an open grass plain... Mm-hmm. Or in a forest.
True, I guess.
But if it eats, like, ant eggs... I guess I don't know why I would give a shit. Not a scientist, I guess. Just not a scientist.
I mean, it could live in other dirt places. There may just be no rocks for them to lift up and see.
Maybe no one's checked. Bad boys are just everywhere. Also, if they found them under rocks... Could there just still be rocks where these forests used to be?
Because
It says Barbados has no original forest remaining. So, I mean, I guess maybe they don't care. Yeah, I know. That's pretty big news.
Yeah. How come this is the first time
I'm hearing you're a pretty big Barbados head. and I should have broken that easier to you, but that's just what
Wikipedia
said. Oh, shit. No, these people didn't even actually discover it, really. Specimens already existed in reference collections in the London Natural History Museum and in a museum in California. They were just like, nah, this is like a different type of snake. It's a different species.
They just had to insist on it, and then they got it.
That might be it.
That one?
Yeah.
That's different. Because they also, under conservation status, it is critically endangered, but this sentence says, little is known about the ecology, abundance, or distribution of the species. So, we've had other snakes where they're just, like, least concern. They don't really know much about them. This one, they have no idea, but they're, like, it's almost extinct. It's, like, almost there.
Yeah, they're, like, extremely concerned about it, but, like, they don't know.
Yeah. But you can all, apparently, according to Google, you can buy one online. So how can it be critically endangered and easily purchased on Google?
That's another great question, Jeff. I have no idea. I guess. I don't know. How much does it cost? Maybe, is this like a... Is this like a Jeff Bezos type thing?
Yeah. You gotta be part of the 1%.
Yeah, you gotta be like some
to get yourself
piece of shit asshole. Red yeah. snake.
That's why it's always taken pictures of on top of money. It's because the people that buy them are rich.
Well, they make the court or something else, of course, but maybe that's kind of the indicator. Like anything with a picture mm-hmm. on top of money, it's like, yeah, this is like rich people shit. It's a wink wink kind of.
I don't know. You must get a lot of like counterfeit Barbados thread snakes if you buy online, I would assume. You know,
people just send you worms. Like whatever, it's small. You don't know.
Yeah, spaghetti cooked in tea.
Yeah, you know, you get no idea.
Little brown piece of spaghetti.
No idea.
You have no idea.
Put a rock on top is the instructions for care.
Yeah, yeah. Do people really buy animals? I know there's ant farms, but if they primarily live like underground, you really want to get a terrarium and. He's like, yeah, it's in there. She's in the dirt somewhere, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel...
I'm just so attached to
it. I was going to say, like, I feel comfortable just knowing there's bugs in the dirt outside. Yeah. Like, I can just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
That front yard over there is the terrarium. So I got some worms in there and some bugs and ants.
Yeah. There are more pets than I realized.
Well, you know, people are weird.
Oh, this glass thing of dirt? Yeah, I keep a snake in there.
Or do I? Maybe that's the allure of owning like an animal that you just like. Yeah. Yeah, I keep something in there. You don't have to guess.
Yeah, if I'm gonna have like a snake or another weird creature in my house, I'd prefer it to be somewhere where if I look, I can see it immediately. That way, I don't have to be like, ugh, did it escape? Is it wiggling around somewhere? Is it gonna get in my ear at night?
Yeah, I guess you got to be big on like animal mysteries if you have one that lives primarily underground. Like,
I guess you could feed it rice, but right because it eats eggs, like ant eggs.
Okay, is that what you think? Is that what you think rice is?
It looks like the same size. It looks like the same shape. Maybe you know, cut it in half or something. But then it's just like, I don't know. Do you? You go to Google, you buy a Barbados thread snake, and then you have to like, find an ant egg dealer. They have to, like, I don't know how much it's going to eat in a week, but you're going to, like, keep constantly going to the guy buying more ant eggs? No, thanks.
I guess. I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't even really know what, like, how you feed fish. You put, like, fish flakes in, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah, what the flakes are made out of, yeah.
And I don't think fish are just... I don't think there's just, like, a lot of flakes of things in the ocean. Maybe I'm wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
For, like, fish to eat. Because there's a lot of fish in the sea, as I've heard people say.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, sure.
And that much... Like, there's got to be a lot of flakes out there for them to eat, then.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those fish get big. So, I don't know what fish food is. It's just a confessional.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Well, I think... Now, I don't know much about the food chain, but I would assume that you'd only have to have flakes for a certain size fish. Once you get to a certain size fish, it's going to be eating the fish that are eating the flakes. Am I right about that?
I have no idea.
I think size plays a big part in the food chain, I think. I mean, I know there's elephants. I'm not really scared of those. But.
You fucking should be. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe I think the elephants I've seen have like a good temperament. I've ridden one at a zoo once, you know.
Did you?
Come on. Yeah, I think there's a picture of me riding an elephant.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I'm pretty cool. That's one of the stories that landed Holly.
Oof. That's just really going after your wife here.
Is it?
That makes it sound like kind of easy to get her attention when she was younger. Like, oh, yeah, I rode an elephant. And she's like, oh, my God, please, let's go on a date. I have to know more. You're so enigmatic. An elephant, like, from Africa? Oh, my God. And that doesn't really square up with what I know of Holly. So it did feel like an attack. And I'm not defending her. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Holly, write in. Headsuppod@gmail.com. Let us know what you think.
I feel like you should know her better, but... So maybe it's a true story. I don't know.
Could be. Could be. I was really trying to make that make it seem like I thought that was a more impressive story, but you're right. You're right. You know what? I'd like to formally apologize.
It doesn't, yeah, it doesn't make you seem cooler. It makes her seem less.
Yeah. Not only apologize to Holly, but any elephants that that just don't want to be ridden, you know, that are in captivity.
I feel like that's most of them. I can't imagine, like, if elephants could take people captive to ride, I wouldn't be, like, jazzed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was like...
Yeah, you just walk
it around. Yeah, even if it was just like the break in my day. Like, oh, okay, now elephants are going to ride me. I'll just walk around slowly in a circle, and they're going to have a great time. But also, I'm kind of a prisoner.
Yeah.
I don't really have a choice in this, so...
It's amazing to me that horses are like, yeah, whatever.
Well,
you know, they don't run away.
Well, there is... I mean, before you ride a horse, there is like a whole process called breaking a horse for the saddle. So you do take like a noble free creature and force it to wear bindings so that you can ride it around. And...
Yeah, but you'd think it would be more common for it to like knock someone off once it sees it's in the open, you know, and then run away. But
have you seen the shit they put on a horse? It's not just the saddle. They extract shit to its face so you can yank on the reins and it, like, forces its head different directions. Yeah.
It's a lot I don't know about horses, you know? I mean, will the shoes fall off eventually if it doesn't have someone to pull them off? Does it need them to come off? I don't know. Maybe there's a lot more involved. They're like, yeah, I can't get out. I'm never getting the reins off. Can't walk around the woods. Get something caught in the reins.
You nail iron to their hooves, too.
Yeah.
I think it is eventually humans we're going to have to fix. I mean, we could probably just fix humans and the rest of the world will get better. But,
But the snake, man, I mean...
it is very small. It otherwise just seems like a snake.
Yeah, otherwise, like, out there doing snake shit.
Like, it's just like, it eats termites, which probably isn't great for them.
I mean, you know, if you have a termite problem, could you put those snakes in your walls where you have termites, and then would it solve the problem?
Why would you ever want...
You're better off.
...really tiny snakes in your house?
Well, they're probably easier to get out than the termites, once there's no termites to eat.
Fair. I feel like we have a variety of poisonous gases to spray on termites.
Yeah.
And then I suppose you're right. I don't have to get snakes out of my walls.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, maybe that's better than a terrarium, because then you just, you know, once it gets rid of the termites, you leave some ant eggs in there, eats those, and then the termites never come back. I don't know. Again, we're talking about things like food chain, stuff like that. Yeah. I have no idea.
No, it's okay. We're both pretty ignorant. No offense. If people haven't learned by now, you know, let's just clear that up. We can use that soundbite in an advertisement for the podcast too.
Listen, we're both pretty ignorant.
For reference, just so people know, the Barbados thread snake, the picture they have of it on a quarter, it's like not just on the quarter. It could probably wrap itself around the quarter fully and then like half again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Does that seem like an appropriate? I'm sure they have, like, a list of how long it is, but just as a visual.
Yeah. It's 10 centimeters of the adults. But, yeah, that seems accurate.
Almost 4 inches.
Tiny little head.
Yeah, almost 4 inches for American listeners. For patriotic listeners.
For all the patriots out there.
Yeah.
Buy a
Freedom Press and make your own coffee. Make your own hot bean juice. Well, I hate how small this is. Can we fix it now?
Yeah, we can spit in God's eye, for sure.
I don't like how small this is, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
I think it either needs to not exist or be bigger.
I mean, a lot of people would say 4 inches is pretty significant.
I don't know any. I don't know any. I'm sorry.
Maybe it just needs to be, like, wider, you know? Because it is, like, you know, they say, like, a piece of spaghetti.
No, I don't like that either.
What if we made it 4 inches wide as well as 4 inches thick?
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
I like that idea. That sounds good. Make it, like, a little bookmark.
Yeah.
Called the Barbados bookmark snake.
Yeah. Can it still live underground? Or should it be out in the land, top of the land with the real animals.
I'd say if it's 4 inches wide as well as long, mm-hmm. it's like a little square, I think he can roll himself mm-hmm. up to kind of tunnel through, get into those like termite layers. God damn, this is the first snake I've ever seen that, like, this is the first animal I've seen where I was just like, maybe we should just nix it. Like, let's just 86 the snake.
Get rid of
just,
it.
It's just gone. Like, how many snakes do we need in the world? Do we need really tiny ones? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This one's almost already gone anyway. I mean.
Maybe. Okay, let's do this. Can we just make this snake, it shrinks as it gets older until it just ceases to exist?
Yeah, it's born 10 inches long, 10 inches wide.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, it starts off like gulping down snakes. Yeah. Other snakes, mm-hmm. like regular sized snakes, maybe mm-hmm. chipmunks,
mm-hmm.
mice.
Yeah.
And when it sheds, it gets smaller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does the opposite.
Yeah.
Where the snakes, yeah, this one sheds and gets smaller until it disappears.
Now we're talking. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
About as wide as a spaghetti noodle. Yeah, I hate seeing that phrase. I don't like it.
Yeah. It's like shoe leather brown.
You want to change the color?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it should be anything exciting. And I guess that color brown is probably good for the forest. I don't know, maybe add like flecks of green. Make it look like spotted, like you know, like could be lichen, you know?
You know, I was just going to say, like, some more forest camouflage, because if it's eating, like, mice or maybe chipmunks, like, maybe it wants to be up in a tree.
Yeah, especially if it's going to start out that big, it's going to be able to...
If it comes out of the egg, which I also think should be a big square, then I think maybe it could be like a flying, like it climbs up in a tree and then it like floats, like a big handkerchief coming down. Someone throws a big flat square of paper.
Yeah. It's almost like the old flying snake, but it doesn't have any forward motion, which is like,
yeah, it just climbs up and
jump out of a tree and just falls.
Yeah, and then like kind of like, well, it can do like a little spin fall, like it kind of parachute itself to like direct it.
It looks, you know, yeah, and maybe that's how it lands on prey that way as well. You know,
maybe the edges kind of wrap in, and then so on one edge it bites.
Yeah,
tries to swallow them whole. Mm-hmm. Is it poisonous? I don't think it is. It doesn't seem like it.
I didn't see anything about it being venomous, but it could be poisonous, though. I mean, it could as a deterrent to being eaten.
Yeah. I think it's fine if stuff eats it. I think that's fine. Right. I think it's like a big square. So imagine it drops down on a mouse and eats it, and then there's just like a big lump in it. Like, it's not climbing back up a tree after that. So, like, maybe.
No, yeah.
It does definitely. So, what it does do, though, is it, like, hides in cracks and rocks. Like, it stuffs the mouse body in its own body in, and then, like, keeps its own head out while it digests.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Or, like, in between some roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think the original version of it, I don't think. Is venomous because it, I mean, do you have to paralyze an ant egg?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or just like swallow a termite hole. Like, I don't think that's how that works. So,
but if it's this big to start off with, I don't know. I still think it's fine.
What it's
just make its stomach more resistant to mice scratches and bites.
I mean, I think it can bite and then just maybe like hold on to it because it's wrapped up in like a napkin, the mouse, right? And the snake can just like lock in until the mouse can't move anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe there's maybe a little
suffocates it that way.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe there's like a constriction thing here where it like tightens its whole body in on the mouse to like crush its ribs.
Yeah. Or maybe it creates like an airtight seal when it lands.
Oh, that's even better. It just wraps them all up. Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
And then boom. It eats it whole once it's suffocated.
And then, like, clever people in the Barbados just go find, like, a wrapped-up mouse and a snake not moving. They're just like, I'll just throw this thing. We'll toast the whole thing up. It's a delicacy now.
Yeah. It's like a pre-wrapped mouse thing.
Yeah. It's like a little mouse burrito.
Yeah. It's a delicacy now.
I'm into we really improved. I was not. Thank you, Jeff, for making this thing so much better, because I thought we should just 86 it. Like, just get this thing off the planet. You know?
Yeah, you know?
Also, ooh.
And I think one day we'll get there, but...
We will, and just to prepare for that, can we just, like, put animals on the moon if they're not good here? Can we just have, like, a moon ecosystem, too?
Yeah, that's where the B team goes.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, I like that. You live in the moon now. I just think with our powerful creative energies, we're going to need an outlet that's more challenging than Earth.
For sure.
To see, low gravity, no air, constant bombardment by radiation.
solar radiation, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe aliens on the far side. We don't know. We don't know.
We don't know. Could be Transformers over there. We don't know.
Yeah, some AllSparks just lying around.
Mm-hmm.
Some Decepticons.
Well, you know.
Were those also Snyder cuts? Is a Snyder cut a kind of deli meat? Is that...
you know, if I still worked at a deli, I'd probably ask people if they want the Snyder cut. You know, it's a certain portion of the animal, and then I can do a Snyder cut. Yeah, it's like, maybe like a, we'll call that like a, on a number four on the slicer, since the movies are so damn big.
Oh, and it was 4 hours long. That's a good... Someone is out there carrying on that torch, though, Jeff. You don't have to worry.
There's somebody out there not knowing what to do, working in a deli in a market basket, being a dick. Just living the legacy that I started.
Telling women there that he once rode an elephant.
Sean, you work on a story where you once rode an elephant and see if you don't impress a lady or two.
I feel like I don't need to lower myself to that. I feel like I'm just kind of myself, and they're like, ew, no, or they're like, we'll see, and then it doesn't work out. But like...
But if they thought you rode an elephant, though, Sean, they wouldn't be able to get away, you know?
I guess.
They'd be drawn to you.
I don't know. I don't think it would give me the kind of magnetism you think that it gave you. Maybe you're just an elephant riding kind of guy, you know?
Yeah.
People hear that about you and they're impressed. Like, oh, he rode an elephant? It's not the elephant. It's not that you had an interaction with an elephant. It's that you got to ride one is the impressive part.
Like, they thought of me so low that me riding an elephant lifts me to another level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm proposing. It's way more insulting than what you said about Holly. And I'm not doing that as revenge. I'm not doing that on her behalf, just in case she mistakes that. I'm just doing it to attack you inexplicably for no reason.
It makes sense. I mean,
that holds
on
up.
Brand. Yeah.
All right. So this snake is great now.
We fixed the snake.
You did most of the heavy lifting on this one. So thank you.
You know, we take turns, you know?
I wanted it fucking dead, but...
but here we are.
Here we are. And, you know what's great? When it lays the eggs, it can spend a couple months just wrapped up with them, rolling around in the forest to keep them warm, you know?
Keep them warm, keep them protected?
Yeah. Until they grow too big, because it's like the snake is getting smaller year after year, so it lays, eggs that are a little bit smaller than it, obviously.
It
keeps them wrapped up, and then as the eggs themselves grow, so I guess they'd be kind of like a dinosaur, like a very leathery egg.
Oh, for sure.
Then they just have to deposit them somewhere.
Yeah, when they get too big?
Yeah, it's just like, all right, peace. You guys are on your own. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, they're a big egg. There are probably very few predators that are going to crack into that big egg.
Maybe the eggs stink, right? They've got like animals come up. The animals that would usually eat the eggs come up and just be like, oh, God, what is this?
Who beefed?
Some fox just like, oh, man, who beefed, dog? Get the fuck out of here. Fuck this forest, man.
This is disgusting.
I got to evolve opposable thumbs or something. This sucks. It sucks.
Just sucks being out here.
Good snake now, though. Great snake.
Yeah, great snake. Top 10.
Well, I would have to remember any other animal we've ever invented to put it on a numerical list. I'll take your word for it.
That's true.
It's top 10. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Are we done with this now? I don't transition between these. I'm just curious. We don't have to do it right away.
Yeah. Usually you're like, okay, I'm done with that. And then we
oh, yeah. Well, I'm done with it then. If that's...
Sean, do you remember the movie from 1996, Judge Dredd?
Didn't they already remake it? Well, I guess they didn't... they did franchise it. Aren't there sequels?
I don't think there's sequels. I don't think there's sequels. They did redo it in, like, 2012, maybe? 2014?
With Bones, right? The new Bones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did that. They remade it, but... It's a very different film than the original.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember some parts of Judge Dredd. It was Sylvester Stallone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right? And you wore a mask a lot, but not the whole time?
Yeah. And he wore a helmet.
I think Bones wore it the whole time, because he's not about that fame, right?
Yeah. The new Dredd was more like... You ever see, like, the film... Like, The no. Raid... That movie now. It's just what the world of Judge Dredd, they're mega cities now, you know. So, and then there's big buildings. So the new one takes place basically all in one of the big buildings. It's like a kind of try to get to a
criminal
in one of the big buildings.
That.
Yeah. It was okay. It's okay.
I think it's always more interesting when it's a small space that they have to traverse well. So you're familiar with, rather than just big, they're just like, oh, we're somewhere else now. The only thing I've seen do that well was Fury Road, which is such a great action film.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about that. It
is really good. No. We're talking about this. So judges are now like modern day police officers, because I think this is the third millennia. It's now the cursed earth because of climate change. So you can't really live well outside of the mega cities that have formed. But there's also a lot of crime, and so these cops are now called judges because they arrest you and sentence you.
They're judge, jury, and executioner. Is the
yes, yeah, right. So I really should just find the synopsis of the movie instead of giving my recollection.
You want me to give my recollection? I can do that too.
Yeah, please.
So when I was younger, I did sometimes confuse this movie with the other movie we talked about recently that had Sylvester Stallone, the name of which I forget, the sex helmet, I thought that was the Judge Dredd helmet. I thought there was like a whole movie where he just was wearing a sex helmet, killing people.
Wearing a sex helmet the whole time.
So that was a weird, I don't know why.
Well, this movie also co-stars Rob Schneider.
Judge Dredd does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
The first 10 minutes are Rob Schneider. Sylvester Stallone does not show up till like 10 minutes in. He's riding on one of his Liberty bikes, whatever they are.
So, wow, Rob Schneider had a run at movies at some point.
I think he showed up in Demolition Man, and Sylvester Stallone was like, you're funny. You're making copies. I love it.
Yeah.
And then
making judgments.
Yeah.
Was that the first 10 minutes? Was just...
No, he basically... that's how they used to establish the world. Is like, he just got out of prison, so he's taking a flying cab to, like, the city, and then there's riots going on, and he gets mixed up, and then Sylvester Stallone judges him again, because he was trying to hide, so he hacked a little robot to hide inside, and you can't hack the city robots... And since he's already a repeat offender, that's an automatic 5 years. He has two, like, catchphrases. He's always like, I am the law. And then he always goes, how do you plead? When he's, like,
about to...
caught somebody, and they go, not guilty. And he goes, I knew you'd say that. He says that to, like, everything.
Yeah, and he goes around killing people or whatever.
Well, he... all right, so he's a judge... And he gets framed for killing a reporter by his clone brother that he didn't realize was a clone because they were both in some program to create better judges using old judge DNA and taking certain aspects of it, but his brother's DNA got kind of mutated.
I don't even want to hear the rest of the... I understand the movie completely with just what you told me.
But there's cannibals.
This throw some cannibals into the mix. This just sounds like... When did this movie come out?
95.
So this just sounds like in 95, there were versions of you and me in Hollywood who saw Demolition Man and were like, what if in the future... someone takes these frozen cops' DNA, like it feels like someone franchised Demolition Man to be Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
Do you see, like, I'm saying, like I keep saying, we could just write one of our terrible, shitty ideas and make a ton of money on it.
I think we missed our window. Now we'd have to impress Disney somehow.
That's easy. You subscribe to their thing, right? You pay them money.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's franchise. Oh, let's see. They already franchised. No, they're already doing all the Disney queens, the evil queens, giving them redemptions. Yep. We're going to get a sympathetic Cruella de Vil. So that'll be.
Yeah. That was a little off putting at first. It's like, wasn't she like crazed and trying to steal puppies and skin them? But
she did want to skin those puppies alive. Yes. That's.
I mean, all right, here's the thing. She's trying to steal them from an employee, right?
Sure.
And then skin them once they get their spots. But if she legitimately bought them and skinned them and wore that, sure. PETA would be offended, sure. It's a little uneasy, but I'm pretty sure she would be well within her rights. Would that even be a movie?
I don't know. I don't know that you can just buy a dog to skin it to make a coat. That doesn't feel... I'm not like a PETA guy, right? I hate PETA's institution. I hate. Uh-huh. I think they're a bad organization. Much prefer the ASPCA.
PETA done did it wrong. They've drunk their own Kool-Aid. Yeah. They're too deep.
Yeah, let's just put them on the moon. I don't think that you can just buy a dog and skin it to make a coat, though. I don't think.
Well, you can do that with some animals, right?
I have no idea. I don't think you can.
Well, leather coats or cow skin.
Yeah, but I don't think you can do it as a
mink coat.
You can't do it as a person. You can't be like, I'm going to buy these things from a pet store and skin them at home. I
think she works in a fashion industry. She probably has a whole little shop going.
I guess.
Listen, I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I'd be a little uneasy about it, but I'm saying it wouldn't be a movie. This isn't about Cruella de Vil and the efficacy. No, nope. Ethics.
Yeah.
This isn't about whether you can or should skin dogs for clothes. It's not about that. This is about a man wrongly convicted by his clone twin brother who's looking to overthrow the system and create more clones of himself that listen to him.
Yeah, serious stuff.
And a quick look at the cursed earth outlands with cannibals. That's what this is about.
Rob Schneider.
There's another judge he falls in love with. I don't know.
Rob Schneider is in this. Yeah. The other judge he falls in love with is played by, what's her name from Demolition Man?
Sandra Bullock,
who's also cloned from a cop.
It's actually Diane Lane. But,
I don't know who that is.
I mean, there's some heavy hitters in this
movie. Oh, I see her on IMDb. Diane Lane, which you been in?
Yeah.
That I would know. House of Cards? Nope, never seen it. Not interested. Ooh, she plays Martha Kent in Zack Snyder's Justice League 2021. So
that's where I remember her from today.
I knew I had seen her in a 4-hour-long movie I watched today, but I can't remember what one.
Yeah. I remember her being integral to that plot.
Let's see. Secretariat, did not see it. Trumbo, did not see it.
Damn.
Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House, did not see it.
Wow, you're just not a Diane Lane fan.
Call myself a pop culture guy, Jeff. I've been very clear about that in the past, I feel. I often need you to tell me. That's why you just jump into the synopsis of the films now, you know. Do you not remember that?
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, remember this popular film? I think what we should do. And I'd be like, I don't remember this popular film.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I
don't understand at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So he's got to fight his clone who wants to make more clones. Mm-hmm. The clone wants to make clones of himself to rule the world through judge clones, I guess. Okay.
The judge's guns are, like, coded to their DNA.
So him and his clone could use each other's guns. Does that come up in the film?
Yes, because he's like, that's how he gets framed for the murder.
Yeah.
Because the bullets shot from the gun are also encoded with his DNA, so that can be traced.
But no one thought, like, oh, he's a clone. No one...
Well, those files are locked up.
Okay.
Okay? That was a failed program, and they weren't going to unlock them. But what's funny is the judges go around, just anybody rioting who's hungry is stealing, goes around, judges them, either shoots them dead or sends them off to Aspen prison colony.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the street. But if a judge murders somebody, there's a whole tribunal of older judges and a hearing and evidence.
Well, you don't want them to
abuse
their authority.
Two-tiered society.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. So how do we do this? how do we do what they couldn't?
So we gotta
franchise
it, but that just means like we could just do a Prison Break story in one of these colonies, right? In one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a prison that's just all Sylvester Stallone.
Clones.
They've all just been... Wow, Rob Schneider's character was named Fergie.
Yeah.
The more I hear about this, the less I like it.
Oh, he had so many one-liners. Ugh.
I mean, I think right up, this could be a franchise of Demolition Man, as previously stated.
We just add it to the oeuvre.
Yeah, we could just make that connection. Yeah. Boom, done. One in the can.
Well, he also, like, there's a whole judge academy, you know, that he gets, like, has to teach at 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there could be like a Revenge of the Nerds style movie out of there. Yeah. You know?
Oh man, what if there's okay? So there's a judge who he sends someone to prison. The wrong way. And they're like, this isn't like, you didn't kill anybody. But we got to punish you somehow. So we're putting you on a desk job. You're going to work at the academy. Ooh. You're a teacher now. So it's a little bit fish out of water for him. Right.
Yeah.
But then he gets all these, I don't know, all these clones. I don't know why I'm fixated on the clones. It just seems stupid, but
all right. So they make a whole planet worth of clones from one guy, right? They get him to grow to a certain age. And they train him to fight in a war against robots. But it turns out the guy that has a robot army also commissioned the clones and is working in the government.
If this is referencing something, I actually don't know what it is. So you're going to have to just say it or I won't get your joke. And it's fine. It's fine if you don't want me to get it. I'm not going to be offended, but I don't.
I was sloppily describing the plot to The Clone Wars, the fifth/second Star Wars movie.
Prequel. Yeah, there is a bunch of clones and they fight robots. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen those movies in a long
I know, I'm sorry. Time. It's pretty
No,
obscure.
No, it's please. I want you to be yourself here, okay? Just understand I'm not going to understand, a lot of what's going on.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, I should have guessed you weren't going to get a Star Wars reference. That's fine.
If it was the original trilogy, I might have nailed it down, okay?
Okay. All right.
I don't have room in my head for prequels constantly.
All right, so he's got a desk job at the academy.
Yeah, and, it's a fish out of water thing for him. And, like, maybe the 2 days a week his partner comes in, his partner makes fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the desk job.
Yeah. maybe snaps him with a towel in the locker room or something.
Oh, definitely all of these burly judges take a shower together. Yeah, of course. I didn't think I had to say that that was happening. Except, you know what? They keep their helmets on.
Yeah, of course.
You know, for those of us who may be like a little kink. Okay, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like, so he's, it's kind of like, what's the other one? What's the movie where, there's a bunch of movies where the teacher comes in and inspires the kids. That's kind of what he does.
Dead Poets Society?
Maybe, I don't think I've ever seen
Dangerous
it.
Dangerous Minds?
Never seen it.
Oh. All right.
Wait, was Dangerous Minds the one that they had the late 90s rap song about with the lady from the movie? Yeah,
Gangsta's Paradise.
Yeah. See, I know pop culture stuff.
You got it.
I got it.
You're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta inspire the kids, you know?
Like, maybe he does it by, like, killing another person. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how he inspires them. Like, oh,
that's how you do it.
He finds out that, like, the janitor is, custodial staff, excuse me, a member of the custodial staff is, like, I don't know, stealing from the school or something, or, like, selling personal information of the students to, like, a criminal organization.
Yeah.
But the dean doesn't believe him. Oh, yeah. So then the teacher organizes them into, like, a raid. He, like, he gives them, like, all judge equipment, and he, like, trains them. And then they burst in, and they get all the evidence and prove it. You get a couple points there. They learn to work together as a team, like a superhero movie. He inspires these students, like all those movies you said. Yeah.
Yeah. One of them doesn't want to do it because they're worried they'll get in trouble and they want to ruin their perfect grade point average.
Yeah, he's like the nerdy judge. we're not doing it by the book, professor. Sometimes in the streets, you can't live by the book.
Yeah. All right, so we got Schwarzenegger.
And then he picks up a textbook and rips it in half.
Well, it's weird because they make the... They show, like, the book of, like, the laws the judges enforce, and it's made to look like a Bible. So
weird.
I don't know. There's going to be also, like, a nice, like, Law and Order style movie we can do, right? Like a courtroom drama. Just because they only did it for, like, 5 minutes in the movie. We need, like, a whole movie about, you know, prosecutors, you know, defendants. Evidence.
Well, maybe the older judges, one of them is accused of a crime, and that's like a serious, like, a bunch of judges they fly in someone from another city. Like, there's like a whole big judges tribunal. It's like a whole big thing, and it's sort of, we can prop it up as like, this is the true test of their justice system.
Can they judge one of their own?
Who judges the judges?
Yeah. Oh,
that's got to be a line from one of these movies already. Don't get too horny for it. That's so on the nose. I mean,
is there criminal justice reform? Because they were talking about, they kind of alluded to it, where one of the guys wanted like death penalty for lesser crimes because there was so much crime. Is there a way that someone comes in and is trying to just find a better way to handle it, you know, the crimes.
Maybe. I don't know that I want to watch a movie about like a sociologist doing like research, like handing out surveys on the streets.
You know, maybe there's a figure out there just rehabilitating people, you know, really, really giving their all.
Although, I guess what we could do is one of these prison places is set up like a big experiment, right? Like, it's a big social experiment. So there's, like, different groups. They, like, group the people up, and then they're like, now you have to compete for resources. Mm. Like,
Oh, how about this, though? How about the judges' weapons are DNA coded to them, so no one else can fire them. And if they do, they're held accountable because the bullets are tied to their DNA. But every other person that has a gun in this universe, even like prison guards and you know, security guards do. They can just fire. You can pick up their guns and fire it. Anybody can fire it. Maybe there's gun control laws introduced where every gun you buy has to be DNA coded to you, and so people are fighting that, and there's a big underground gun thing. But then at the end of the movie, gun violence is down so much that they just accept it, and it becomes the Demolition Man society.
That's how they transform society into the Demolition Man world. And we have like a post credit scene where like there's a guy who like is looking, mm-hmm. he's only got like one piece of bread, but he really wants to eat a hamburger, and mm-hmm. then he folds it in half and puts it, and he's like, oh, a taco. And then maybe there's a bell rings in the background.
Yeah. Creates the best franchise that wins the franchise.
Yeah, and then maybe like he runs away like off like he runs down the street like tacos. Mm-hmm. He's just like he's so crazy about this idea, and we pan down to a little chihuahua that kind of winks at the camera.
Yeah.
Boom, cut. Go back to credits.
Yeah. Yokiro, yeah. Demolition Man.
Wow, it's going to make it weird. That's going to, see, okay, but here's the thing. That's going to make the time jump weird,
yeah.
where there's still a cop that works at the department for when they unfreeze Demolition Man.
Mm-hmm.
See, oh, yeah, I'm like 4,000 years old. And I'm 2 days from retirement. And he gets shot.
Yeah, it's going to be a guy that keeps talking about he's retiring soon. Yeah, you know, I know there's a lot of Taco Bell product placement in Demolition Man, but they're, to see that in Judge Dredd, where there's almost none, I don't even think I see anybody eating in that movie. There's talk about the cannibals eating, but no restaurant mentions, no nothing.
So we know they're well.
It's really kind of weird.
That's a good point.
It's kind of weird. Maybe there's a Friends kind of thing in one of the mega buildings on one of the floors, you know? Maybe it's just a group of unlikely friends.
To do what?
Adventures.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, okay. a movie literally requires action, though. Like, we can't just put, like, there has to be...
It at least requires a plot.
Even fucking Clerks has, like, a forward motion to it. I only know that because we recently talked about Clerks.
Okay. So earlier, a guy asks to use the bathroom, right? And what you don't know is he died, but he died with a hard-on. And then so the owner of one of those mega buildings goes in to use the bathroom, and he thinks it's her boyfriend.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, and he sits down on the hard-on, and he loves it.
Well, that's one of the things in Clerks that happens.
Is it?
She thinks she has sex with Dante in the bathroom. But it was really a guy who died in there jerking off.
Oh.
And then,
so I remembered that we talked about Clerks, but I did not remember this plot point.
Well, we did not discuss this particular
plot point. Yeah, no, and I didn't really like Clerks. I don't think it's very good, and I'm
fine.
Thrilled to hear that my assessment was correct.
I just remembered that when you mentioned,
I
forget what you mentioned, that brought that back into my memory. But.
Wow. So I guess I am kind of like, I'm kind of like a Rain Man where like, I obviously I've seen the film at some point in the past, but I don't clearly remember it. But I remember that was a thing that happened, but I thought it was my own idea. I guess less a Rain Man and just more dumb. I guess I'm just really dumb. So sorry, I guess. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Jeff. I'm dumb.
Sorry. We're just going to be repeating things that we think are our own ideas.
Yeah. It's a lot easier.
Turns out they're from somewhere else.
It's a lot easier than thinking, though, so.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, well, if they can clone people, and this is a thing, anytime you clone a person, right? Like, you gotta, I don't know, you can't have a scientist just like, I can clone things, but I'm not interested in tinkering with DNA at all in any other way. It's like, I don't know, man. It feels like you'd be doing that. So here's my Howard the Duck tie-in.
Okay.
He makes a Howard the Duck Judge Dredd. He's like, I think ducks would be really good at the law.
Oh, for sure.
And then you get the big beak that sticks out from under the helmet. Mm-hmm. And I do want to say I also have not seen Howard the Duck or remember anything about it, but I think that would be funny. maybe he lives in a building with a group of good friends, Jeff, and they go on adventures.
Yeah. Yeah, just like the real friends, two of the roommates get a duck. And this time it's Howard the Duck.
Did they really?
Yeah. They did get a duck. This is amazing. I mean, the things we're tying together just we're unstoppable.
Well, I feel like I could stop.
I mean, there's got to be other crimes for Judge Dredd. I mean, he goes right back to policing the streets, you know? Maybe he breaks up a...
Is there a movie... Because like I just said, it's a lot easier to just repeat other people's ideas than come up with our own.
Oh, for sure.
And as an American, I will shamelessly lean into this idea. Is there a movie about like a man who used to be a professor? Can we create a sequel to that movie where like the professor inspires them all to be like a team? Or maybe is that part of the reforms? There's like been legal reforms, so they all operate as like squads now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like he's like the saddled loner who wants to like go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there?
Yeah, I think they try to return these people to learn like a newer, gentler way of judging, and so they team them up with scholars, right? And through the time, you know, the judges get a little softer, but the scholars, you know, get a little more rough. You know, they try to solve, I don't know, maybe an art crime. I don't know.
Yeah, there's an art crime.
Forgeries. There's forgeries of arts. Yeah, because they don't really discuss white-collar crime at all in the Judge Dredd movie. So, I mean, that's got to be harder. I mean, it's harder to prosecute now. I mean,
yeah,
it just looks like white people doing stuff.
You know? Maybe it's easier to prosecute there, though, because like they're not like, I'm going to spend millions... in the press, denigrating you, and I'm going to get the best lawyers, and we're going to really drag this out. It's just like, actually, I'm just going to shoot you right now.
Yeah.
And you're dead. So.
Yeah, actually, it sounds like 10 years in that prison colony, so bye, I'll see you later.
I'll see you later.
Thanks for coming in. Yeah,
I literally just have to say it. I'm going to type a thing in on this computer, and you're going to go.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you did, and then I'll ask you, how do you plead? And you'll say, not guilty, and I'll go, I knew you were going to say that. And then when you say, you know, I didn't do anything wrong, this is, and you just go, I am the law. And then boom, you're done. You're done.
I guess this form of justice kind of winning me over, but that might be because I'm white.
Yeah, that's true.
It does feel
that's
like
true. There's a lot of police violence.
Yeah, I was going to say, it does feel like a thing to be like, oh, the cops should just be allowed to kill people. It's like, that doesn't seem to be working out so good.
It's really should be everything you're against because it's a police state where they go in and just rough up the poor and send them away to prison.
Yeah, but Jeff, they made Sylvester Stallone the main guy, so of course I associated with him. We're so close. Yeah. We're so alike.
You guys are very similar. I didn't see his balls in this movie at all, so I don't know what's going on there.
Well, maybe next time. Oh, that's why you wanted a locker room scene. I see.
Just, I feel like movies, this macho around institutions, military, police, always need a locker room scene where they're snapping towels at each other. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I would just like more movies to have all male towel snapping scenes in general. Yeah. Just, you know... Sure. A lot more beefcake, you know? It's good in here. How about this? We let the franchise kind of rest for like a decade, maybe a decade and a half, right?
Yeah.
And then we reboot it, but with women, because we're feminists.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we just we let the girls do it. Girl power.
Thinking Melissa McCarthy as Judge Dredd.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Ooh, I fell down because I'm fat. Oh, no. Oh, I farted too when I did it.
Man, who is the female equivalent of Rob Schneider these days?
It's Melissa McCarthy. I can't stand her. I'm sorry. I just think she's bad in everything. I'm sorry.
But we already used her in the Sylvester Stallone role.
That's a great point. Maybe there's a third clone of her, and it's the prisoner that's been released, and she meets and she's like, oh, a clone of me. You are going to jail now. And then they both fall down and fart.
That's all right. That makes sense. Then in another 5 years, we can remake a good one with women and put...
Yeah. But the first one we remake has to have, like, a lot of, like, girl boss energy. Like... I was reading about girl boss.
About girl boss is the show or girl boss like the?
I didn't know it was a show. Just the concept. Like
the concept of a girl boss. Okay.
And it just really comes across like women can take advantage of workers too. It's kind of what it was coming across. Like we can exploit labor just as well as men. It's like it feels like you're kind of missing the point. Yeah. It feels like maybe that's not a great way to take it, but yeah, I'm a dude, so maybe I shouldn't say anything about it. I
know,
it.
You can't. Yeah, you know, the best way to take down the patriarchy is to become the patriarchy. That's the...
Yeah, that's extreme girl boss energy there. It's like, well, what if we oppress, but better? And we're going to look great in heels doing it. It's like, oh my God, this is...
I gotta watch this girl boss show now, see if that's what it's about.
That would be a great... Can we franchise that show? Because it sounds like we've got good ideas already.
We got to move on before one of us has a red pill moment.
Yeah. Yeah, really get red pilled, bro. Fucking idiots. Sorry. I can't get women, so I'm going to buy into a philosophy where I borderline abuse them. Now I'm a man. Now I'm a real masculine man.
See, life became a lot easier when I realized it was women that run the world and are oppressing me.
Yeah, my life got much easier when I realized it wasn't my fault at all, ever, and it was women. Yeah. Now that I have someone to hate, my life is going great.
The reason I haven't had sex is because there's a whole cabal of women preventing me from doing it.
Man, if that was
that
true...
That makes more sense.
If that was true, though, why would you hate them? You've got a group of women who are obsessed with you. Isn't that what you want? Sure, they're not fucking you, but isn't that what you want in your little life? You wanted them to be focused on you, and now a whole cabal of women is keeping you from having sex. That's power, dog.
Yeah. It's crazy, and they're achieving so much by holding them down.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, these dudes would just be really excelling. They'd all be Elon Musks if you catch my drift. Wink, wink. All right.
Fucking weirdos.
Just a whole group of people. It'd be great. But wouldn't it be great to have Judge Dredd around with these people? They'd just be like, straight to penal colonies. Go. Sorry.
Just like the main villain of that movie, if they just listened to me, I think the world would be a better place.
Does he say that?
Well, he wanted to control them, yeah.
Oh. What movie?
Judge Dredd.
Oh, okay. How would he control the clones, though?
They used his DNA. He just assumed, I guess, that they'd all be like, "Yeah, this is a great idea."
But he's you. His main opponent is a guy who is him, right?
Yeah, but you know, he also had the training. These clones are going to be fully grown.
All right, I guess
directly from his twisted DNA. You know?
Oh yeah.
I guess you could say I'm a little twisted.
A little twisted. It's my little offbeat view. I've always been a little different. Okay.
Well, I mean, we've got cloning, we've got judges. I mean, maybe they're all, maybe they're to bring in revenue for one of the mega cities, they create some sort of zoo.
No, hold up, Jeff. I don't want to get too red pill on you, but what if it's all women's fault? No, what if we appealed to the red pill crowd with the reason they have to clone people is because there's a cabal of women that's not allowing anyone to have sex. That makes sense, right?
Yeah. We men have to keep society going by cloning people because women won't let anybody have sex anymore.
Thanks a lot, women. Maybe that can be the all female Judge Dredd movie that we do. It's actually the cabal of women.
Yeah. you can really see the way society is now, that you can definitely tell that women are in charge of everything.
Yeah.
But you really have to look hard, you know?
Yeah.
But once you see it, it's there.
Yeah. Real girl boss energy.
So that we eventually do a good female Judge Dredd, starring someone competent.
Well, let me just say, Jeff, I'm sorry. It's 2021. Why hasn't there been a female Judge Dredd yet? Huh?
I know. I think they're scared to make another Judge Dredd because of the climate. You know what I mean? Like,
women can kill men and criminals just as good as men can.
They can carry out the law probably even better.
Probably better. Yeah. And they do it in style.
Yeah, and you'll get a satisfying moment when one of the crooks on the street is a real sexist pig, you know?
There you go.
And a female Judge Dredd just, like, says something quippy and then blows his head off, you know?
Yeah. And since if he's going to be saying quippy things and this is a feminist film, I think you know who we're going to have direct. I can't remember his name. I know who it is, but I think you know.
Be happy to, are you thinking Michael Bay or are you going with Woody Allen? Roman Polanski? What are you thinking?
The other guy, the more recent guy that did the Marvel movie thing.
Joss Whedon.
That's the one.
He's a quippy guy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He writes women so well, it's because he doesn't respect them. Well, you didn't realize he's writing strong female characters to make himself laugh, like that would ever happen.
Yeah, he thinks he's been writing comedies.
Yeah.
This is a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Woody Allen. What a piece of work. Anyway. Just wouldn't it be great, though? You just have a guy go around in a helmet and just be like, you, penal colony, now.
Yeah, yeah. Get lost.
Get out of here.
I got a date for you. About 5 years. In the Aspen prison colony.
Is that a line from the movie?
I'm trying to think of something for the female Judge Dredd to say.
That sounds like it's already a line from the movie, so that's pitch perfect, I think.
Yeah.
Talk about quippy, man.
Yeah.
Tell me your opinions on women now, because now quippy people make me nervous now. I don't like quippy people. They put me on edge. I feel like they might be real Joss Whedon types.
Yeah, it's tough. How long realistically before there are no creeps left in major industries?
Oh, it's never gonna happen.
In positions of power,
it's never gonna happen.
Yeah, they're gonna keep weaseling their way in there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's depressing.
It's a real bummer. Thanks for bringing it up. Real, real good to hear. Yeah. It puts me in the mood to create, just to have fun and play with these ideas.
I tried to move on. Okay, I tried.
It's all right. It's all right. It's my fault. I agree. I kept us here. I thought it would be funny to do like an incel red pill dread, and I was wrong. It's okay. It's on me. It's on me. So,
There's an idea there. We just can't get there.
This is too depressing. Yeah. So let's put all these Judge Dredds on an island.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have to do something with the clones, right? So they put them on an island, and then after the world becomes the Demolition Man world, you can go rent a little buggy to drive around the island and just see how the Judge Dredd's doing.
Yeah, till a power failure, and then, you know, they get mixed up and keep trying to judge people.
They still have, like, a museum that's got, like, the DNA-locked guns in it, but then the power fails, so they can get to those guns now, and the DNA lock doesn't work anymore, so anybody just can shoot them now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when the power goes out. So now the Judge Dredds have guns.
Yeah. They keep trying to judge the people in the park for being there during a power outage and when the area is closed or trespassing and...
Yeah, they're littering. They're not in, like, a designated shelter area for when the power goes out.
Right. Littering.
And then they solved that problem, and then maybe they do another movie on a different island, but then eventually we kind of, like, reboot it a little bit. You know how it goes. And they've made...
Oh, for sure.
They've made, like, a super Judge Dredd with DNA from all the Judge Dredds. Just to see if he's the best policeman, and he tricks them, and then he gets out of his cage because he tricks them. He's like scratches on the walls. He can turn invisible somehow.
Yeah, and drop his body temperature.
That DNA does that.
Yeah, we're 5 years away from DNA doing that. So
forgot that was in the movie. I just remember, she's like, yeah, just put some invisible DNA in. Never gonna catch him, man.
that's how good the DNA is.
And in the next movie, there's like a mansion, but underneath there's a big secret Judge Dredd lab where they keep him in pens. And they're like, no, we have to let all these Judge Dredds die, or else they'll get out into the populace. We don't want to share the world with Judge Dredds again.
Yeah.
And they just open the gates for no reason.
Imagine seeing the cloning in Judge Dredd, and then a year later, Dolly the Sheep is cloned, and you're like, wow, this is going to come true.
Yeah, prophetic. Yeah. Could we do an animated animals or Judge Dredd?
Judge Dredd babies.
Judge Dredd babies, yes! When he's a little baby.
Yeah. Shooting the little suction cup dart guns.
Sending people to time out.
Yeah.
All right, I hate it. Let's do the next thing.
All right, I was thinking we could try.
Like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the red pill ruined this.
Yeah. I was thinking we could try the fine art of the Amazon segment again, but this time you find a piece and you give me the title and I'll try it. Now I say, you know, scroll around in a style you like, or you know, Oil Critic, something like that.
Oil.
Find a title you think would inspire me.
A title to inspire you, okay. Okay. I found a painting.
Mm-hmm.
I have to describe it, and you guess the title?
No, you give me the title. I'll try to describe it.
The title is called Red Nude.
Red Nude. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know you were searching under oil paintings, so I'm guessing it's an oil painting.
Yeah, it is.
Do
you want to guess the cost, too, just as a fun bonus?
Yeah, after I'll guess the cost. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
Or should I guess cost first? That way I'll know
how that's up how, to you.
Grandiose to make it.
That's up to you.
Red nude oil painting. I'm gonna go with $3,500.
Too low. Yeah.
By a lot?
Not by a lot. No.
Okay. $5,600.
Much closer. It's at $6,000.
$6,000. Oof.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm guessing it's gonna be kind of a large painting, and it's I'm sorry, it's red nude or nude red?
Red nude.
Red nude. Is there a comma?
Nope.
Okay. I'm guessing there's a lot of red in the painting, different shades. And yeah. There's going to be a nude figure.
Good.
I'm going to say it's a woman. Nude.
I'm sorry. No. Am I supposed to correct you? I don't know.
We'll figure it out. Okay. So I'm going to go with a dude.
Yeah.
A nude dude.
That's true.
In different hues of red. I'm going to say, other than his nude body, there's no other like objects that are depicted other than like maybe swirls of paint. I'm going to say he's probably sprawled, lying one arm stretched out above his head and one arm kind of, on his stomach. And, one leg straight and one leg bent. And I'm gonna guess he's hiding his privates. Maybe you can see a butt crack. I'm gonna go with he's not the most in shape person either. So we're getting this guy stretched out in different tones of red, and no privates. Maybe some pubes or a butt crack, and a muffin top definitely, and some hairy chest. No glasses. Bald on the top, but hair on the sides. Close?
Definitely no glasses. What I'm seeing is a fit man.
Okay.
Both arms out. Here, you know what? I can just put the link in the Discord, and our Discord will be...
Nope, I found him.
Put the link in anyways, just so that you can...
Yep. The problem is I'm gonna have to screenshot this and then blur out that piece so it can go on... our Instagram, so people can also see.
I don't know. I think you can just let them search this one. I said the name a couple times. They know how to find it.
Yep.
Yeah, both arms definitely straight above his head. He's not on his side. Okay. You see no butt crack, because this is full frontal, baby. And I've had to look at it for the past few minutes while you described it. You did get... Yeah, you do see some pubes, don't you?
Yep. You see, what do they call that trail? Is it like a happy trail? What do they call that?
I don't know.
It's a trail of hair, starting from above his belly button to his crop's pubic hair.
That yep.
Mhm. Mhm. Looks like he's got a couple of teal pillows.
Yeah, I was gonna say for the most part. I mean, it looks like he's lying down on something, a couch or a bed or something. It's really just the pillows that are the only other thing you can kind of see. But even they are kind of. More suggestions. Yeah. It is pretty much, you know, they're teal. Everything else is mostly shades of red.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. And that is a dong and two healthy balls, it looks like. I mean,
you don't know if they're healthy. You can't tell by looking. He might have cancer. There could be lumps down there.
I could tell by looking.
You can't tell by looking.
Yeah, this is quite the painting.
Pretty risque.
It's got to be a self-portrait, right? Although he neglected to paint the eyes,
so
it's just two black holes underneath those eyelids.
It says Red Nude is inspired by the art of Amadeo Modigliani. One of Modigliani's most mysterious features is how he paints the model's eyes. Sometimes they are painted coal black, sometimes the color of a night sky, sometimes bluish green or even white.
Wow.
So it's like, this is like a thing in the style of this dude, where he just like...
Okay.
No one knows why he did it, but he just like basically scribbled in their eyes. They were like typically kind of all solid colors, as far as I can tell from this description.
Yeah. The eyes are creepy. Oh my god. I'm sorry. There's just like different previews, and you move your mouse over.
Oh yeah, I saw them
on his face, and then scribbled over to just his dick, and I was like, "Oh yeah,"
and it really focuses on his dick there.
He's got such a smug look on his face. Do we know if this is a self-portrait?
I don't know.
The male nudes are only about 15%
of the paintings hung up in the museum. I believe he means.
Yeah, if male nude. Yeah, if nudes. I mean, I gotta look at this artist's other work. I mean,
I'm not gonna follow you down that road. I just wanted, I saw a painting of a naked man, and I said, yeah, I want Jeff to guess what this is. That's the only, listen, hey, that's the only reason I clicked on it, okay?
I can't believe that I shied away from thinking that art would portray such a wonderful schlong, you know? It just,
it's a bold, dead-on vision of what a dude looks like.
Yeah. You think it's leaning that way because the artist has a hard time drawing a penis straight on?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's off to the side so he didn't have to...
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Never mind. It's too gross.
It's really quite a piece of art.
I'm glad you like it so much.
Does it say the dimensions of this painting, since it's $6,000? It's okay, 55 by 35 inches, so it's a pretty decent-sized painting.
Well, that's how he got so much detail on the dong.
Yeah.
So you can just kind of, yeah.
It's brush strokes, yeah. Again, the look on this guy's face, it's interesting. He's got like a late 90s haircut, though.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange. Wow. Great job picking some fine art. By the artist Balbyshev Olkensander.
Couldn't tell you.
Balbyshev Olkensander. Great guy. You can pay $333.33 for 18 months interest free if you have an Amazon Prime Rewards Visa card.
Oh, just thank God.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, hey, listen, it clearly a talented painter painted that. I couldn't paint like that, you know?
I wouldn't probably, but...
Yeah. That is interesting that they just fall in the style and black out their eyes.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. trying to find things I liked about that painting.
The dick? Did you like the dick that he painted lovingly?
As far as like dicks go, painted wise, that was very well done.
Yeah, I've definitely seen worse dicks. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't go out looking for like a weird looking dick. He just painted like a healthy, large dick. It looks like.
Yeah, just a good, healthy, you know, middle-class dick.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Really portraying the middle-class dicks out there, which is nice.
I will say, I keep clicking next on this fine art oil paintings list, and I don't think I've seen a single other male nude. They are mostly women, so he's got a point at the very least.
He does have a point, yeah. We gotta bring that stuff back into society, that there's not that many male nude paintings. Where's the equity, you know?
I'm okay with that. I mean, people should be free to paint what they want.
And they were. They did it. So, they did it.
So I do just want to send you in the Discord another painting that looks like it's charging $2,450, and you tell me if what you see is worth that, because I think I think you and I could paint this.
I think you're right. The problem is anyone can put stuff up there and charge whatever they think is fair. Is this selling? If this sold, I would be in the painting business.
Yeah,
that's absolutely immediately
fair, but.
I think Kool-Aid is going to sue somebody.
It is, though, it is the Kool-Aid man that's just there a couple times in different colors. And he's not...
Sean,
yeah.
Different flavors, okay?
I guess I didn't drink the Kool-Aid, Jeff.
Wow. And just the title at Kool-Aid, that's very...
Right?
Yeah.
Bold.
I mean, I don't hate it. That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't love it, though.
No. Does this have... product description. I'm a child of New England in the 60s. I grew up in Boston and spent my summers at my grandfather's house on Cape Cod and on my dad's boat in Nantucket. I have such fond memories.
Hold on, is this like the intro to a recipe? What is this person telling us these things for? What, like?
This is under product description.
The first time I saw the Kool-Aid Man. Like,
and I love the aesthetic and innocence of the 60s. That's because you were a child then.
Yep.
I tend to paint images from my memory, which give my paintings a somewhat nostalgic feeling while also being modern. This painting is oil, enamel, and acrylic on deep profile canvas, wired and ready to hang. Wow. Is he saying he paints things from memory so you're not like, wow, that's a shitty looking Kool-Aid Man?
He probably. Like, he took a step back when he was done and he was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I gotta fill this with a bunch of feel-good nostalgia nonsense.
Yeah. And I mean, I know it's art, so do it however you are, but if you're gonna do like a known figure and you're gonna just do a bunch of different colors of them lined up, you should definitely, I don't know, get like a stencil so they all look the same. Well, you know,
I think,
and then paint around them weird.
Maybe I'm coming around, Jeff. Art is in the mistakes that we make, you know? It's not... I think it would be better if Kool-Aid Man was fully extended on a red couch with his dick all the way out, but
yeah,
that's not what we got, you know?
Just a full pitcher of ween.
So this has been the Heads Up Podcast.
There's better titles. He could have named this one, Oh Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Or, Through the Wall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's instead of just Kool-Aid. Yeah, sorry. You are wrapping things
there's
up.
There's a lot of, yeah. So we did those things, and they can contact us, right?
They can reach out to our social media on Instagram or Twitter at Heads Up Pod, or you know if they want to type out an email, headsuppod@gmail.com.
Yeah, type it up.
Yeah, I don't know. Would Instagram flag and take down a post if it's art of a man's penis? It's not a real penis. It's just
definitely
paint strokes.
Yeah, but Zuckerberg doesn't want to see that, so it's coming down.
I guess everything on the internet is just zeros and ones, right? I mean, yeah, how can you take down any nudes? I don't know. It's just...
That's all that life is, Jeff. Zeros and ones.
Ugh.
This has been the Heads Up Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Jeff.
And we're popping off.
Toodles.
Is a Snyder cut a kind of deli meat?